Yeah, we'll just play some tunes. And I'll get back at you in about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. We'll do a little story. And we'll let Liam do his thing. Okay, cool. You want to call us up? 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You want to follow us on Twitter? Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. There will be live updates of the tracks that we are playing, so you can train spot all of that shit. Also, what else is happening? You go to RadioZero.ca. Oh, Tyler's done a really good job in the last couple of days archiving and updating those archives, so you can get podcasts and recordings of whole bunch of shows from the last couple of weeks. Project Pablo, Heartbeats, Leonard Croy. We had all kinds of people on there, so check it out. Delicious vibes for your ears and minds. It's beautiful outside. Get out, hit the beach, turn us up. This is what are we listening to right now? Hang on a second. Oh yeah, this is Casper Bjork. All right, Radio Zero. See you in a few minutes.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Thank you. De quelle couleur est-il? S'il est noir, j'en veux pas. S'il est blanc, j'en veux bien. Le rouge me fait vomir. Par ces ronds de fumée, le Népal, le Cachemire, sous les cacaotiers. Mawata, 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 mawata. As the conscious, different conscious, different conscious of the self. Mawata, 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 mawata. Maintenant, conscience, la préconscience de la cellule, la cellule. Ouvrez le bouchon de cette bouteille fermée. Du rouge dans du poisson, blanc rouge, rosé métissé sur les fromages de Calumet. Mawata, 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 mawata. Keep the conscious, deep conscious of the cell and of the cell. Mawata, 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 mawata. Donne la conscience, la préconscience, la cellule de la cellule. Sur le calumet, toutes les questions de goût et de couleur qui devraient toutes se discuter à part moi. Qui le serait si à part toi, à part elle, à part Heidi, à part Tate. Mawata, 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 mawata. Donne la conscience, la préconscience, la cellule de la cellule. Mawata, 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 mawata. Donne la conscience, la préconscience, la cellule de la cellule. Whisky, Tihini et Désigny, les chiens scottish terriers, qui de même texture et de couleurs différentes, sans vous le sentipaliser, tout
chaturier. Mawata, 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 Mawata. Attention, ça salue de la salue de la salue. Mawata, 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 Mawata. Il se cache, il se cache, ça me salue. Papa Haïti, qui blanc comme le soleil, et c'est le corps du ciel, avec ses copains, un culotte de peau, fleuri de coton, d'acné, de points noirs. Mawata, 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 ça me sert, ça me sert, ça me sert, ça me sert. Mawata, 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 c'est un cœur, c'est un cœur, ça me sert. Géographique et prosicale, grave, grave, psychobière, la phase est spirituelle qui décale l'amitié et fond de la langue, une épée puissée. Mawata, 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 as the conscience, the consciousness of the cell, of the cell. Mawata, 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 un bouclier, une tête de chien, sans ton ex-collier. Géographie, la conscience, la préconscience de la cellule. Mawata, 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 la conscience, la préconscience, la cellule, la cellule. Mawata, 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 la conscience, la préconscience, la cellule, la cellule. Mawata, 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 Mawata,
the state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dream. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Am I right in the mic?
You're in the mic. You
know, careful, what? Because the mic was redlining earlier.
You know, I've been listening. Oh, yeah, this is a bit loud. I've noticed something about recently listening to the archived shows that we talk really loud.
We do?
Yeah. I mean, I do, mostly. Because I think I yell into this microphone. Now it's too quiet.
We talk. I don't know how close
the voices are usually louder. Honestly, than the music.
I don't know somehow. How this works.
We'll be okay. We'll figure it out.
It's been a long time, and I still don't know how it works.
Yeah, it's been... this is a 10th year, I think.
For you.
For me.
For you,
I
maybe.
I still can barely hold it together. Okay, anyways, we're not even addressing the public here. I'm just having a conversation with Cam. This is CITR Radio. This is Radio Zero. My name is Tyler, here with Cam and Liam Butler.
Hi.
You've just returned from a whirlwind tour of L.A.?
Yeah, it was a world tour of one show.
Nice.
In L.A., a world tour of L.A. With my music partner, Jack, under the name Pender Street Steppers.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a show, hanging out.
Nice.
Driving 30 minutes to everywhere.
That's pretty cool.
That's the...
When was the show? When did you play?
Friday.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in L.A. last Friday.
Really?
I was in L.A. last Friday, and I had no fun on Friday night.
What were you doing there?
I was laying over. I was on my way back from Australia.
Huh.
And we were supposed to stay just the day on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went... My brother was there by happenstance because he was doing the L.A. Comedy Festival. And... We met up with him in the afternoon, and we kind of got a bit drunk at lunchtime, and I was like, you know what? We're staying a couple days. We stayed a couple days, and it was not as good as I had hoped it would be, because we thought that there were going to be some great events happening with the Comedy Festival, and there weren't really any great events happening with the Comedy Festival. There were almost no great events. Well, there was one great event happening that I wish I would have known about. Where did you play?
Was just in a warehouse place. Yeah. I don't know. You don't, like, driving everywhere, you mm-hmm. don't have a sense of where you are, who you are, what kind of person you've become, where you're going. It was a you know, classic kind of warehouse spot.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. It was
More fun than I had. Even if you had a tiny little bit, that's better than I did.
I had at least a sliver of fun.
At least.
I went to a terrible bar because my brother's comedy partner's, like, booking agent or LA, like, guy who takes care of them insisted that we go to this bar in Hollywood. First of all, Hollywood is, like, the worst place in the world.
It's like, and LA's Granville Street.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad. And he was like, oh, we'll go to Hollywood. And I was like, nice.
That, right on. Okay.
Iconic. Yeah. We get there. And I'm not going to name names about who I saw there, but I saw some people from Vancouver that I was like, how did this happen? What are they doing here? What am I doing here? How are we in the same place?
Yeah.
Like, I have to leave. I had to drive back to, like, we were staying in Venice with a friend, and I didn't realize. Like, beforehand, he was like, oh, I'm in Venice, close to everything. I was like, but he means L.A. close to everything. So,
which,
like,
is a 30-minute drive.
A 30-minute drive. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, I'm so excited to spend $85 on a cab to get home. That's going to be awesome.
So excited to spend $85 on a cab.
Thanks, L.A., for another great experience.
Huh.
Yeah.
So bring a car.
You need one.
Yeah, you gotta rent a car.
You gotta rent a car.
Should I throw on something, like, in the background?
Sure.
We're just gonna be...
Or we
can just get into it.
Do we have anything else to discuss?
Let's keep talking. This is fun. But I'll throw something in the background.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, that's too bad. I really wish that I could've... And I was there with my girlfriend, and she was feeling the same way. She was like, man, why did we stay? Like, we could've just gone home and got over our jet lag and, you know... There's nothing really epic happening or even that notable. And then, that's really too bad. She's probably listening and she's probably pissed now.
That's funny though. That's
baby, really I'm funny. Sorry.
Have you been to LA before, Liam?
I have, but in like a band touring way. Right? Okay. So like.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, like you go.
It's
you
too high. It's way too high though. No. You don't have to turn that down. You can turn it down on our side. Yeah.
You go there and you play in the night and then you leave early the next morning.
Right.
Before traveling. Kind of vibe. It was nice to hang out.
I need to bring that down a little more.
Yeah.
So much driving.
There's so much driving. It's mind-blowing.
Gotta shout out Jack. I actually didn't step behind the wheel once. Jack just drove the whole time. So that's cool. Thanks, buddy.
Did he have... Take one for the team. Were you guys assisted by GPS?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
You have to be. People that we were hanging out with are still. Like, they don't know how to get places.
Really?
In LA. Yeah. They live there, but they don't know.
That's amazing. Everyone's just glued to GPS?
Yeah.
It's like that in New York, too. Yeah. You're just like, hey, I'm staying in somewhere I've never heard of. And they're like, I've never heard of that place either. Hopefully we see each other later. I'm like, okay, bye. I have a friend who, the same guy actually that is living in Venice that I was staying with, he moved to New York and he was like really dead set on becoming like a real New Yorker. Like he was like, I gotta get to know the city. I'm way behind. Some people were born here. And so he got a job delivering newspapers in a truck with this like 80-year-old guy who's been doing the like driving these like a newspaper distro truck. And yeah, my friend Aaron learned, like, talking to him was like talking to a sped up version of like the GPS that talks to you while you're in the car. Like I was like, hey, I gotta go find this bar. He'd be like, okay, here's what you're going to do. It's a 5-step process. And he just like blast me these instructions. I was like, dude, I have no idea how to even start. But it's because he was getting up at 4 a.m, like 7 days a week for 2 years, delivering newspapers with this old cruster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's true. People don't know where they're going. It's frustrating, actually. No one has any good directions for you.
No. And I mean, who knows where they're going? I didn't know how to get to the sub. Apparently. It's right there, but I didn't know.
Well, there's no real signs or anything directing you there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
It does say Subway.
Yeah, that's kind of Subway
sign.
Yeah. The sub building, sponsored by Subway.
Sponsored by Subway.
Yeah. Like most great things.
Yeah, everything pretty much. I had Subway this week. I don't know. That happened about once a year.
I don't know. Oh, no, I did Zia's show one time. But other than that, I haven't been back. I haven't been here in this building since the arcade.
Really?
Yeah.
Which wow, was it had arcade. A shredding arcade.
It had an amazing arcade.
When?
Yeah. Oh, 2004?
Yeah.
A long time ago. 2005, 2006 maybe? Yeah.
It would have been around arcade then. At all.
Yeah, oh yeah, there was a really, really sweet arcade. When I was a student here, Andrew Volk used to come out here specifically to meet me when my classes were over, and he would spend like 50 loonies on House of the Dead. He would stand there, and I would play like 10 games, and he would just be standing there, icing zombies. He would we couldn't leave until he finished House of the Dead.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He would just be like unloading coins into this machine. I said, I'd go get a bubble tea, do some homework, come back, be like, are you done? He'd just be like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He's like, I can't talk to you right now.
That first House of the Dead, when that came out, though, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
It's true. It was a game changer.
Yeah. Guy with the chainsaw, zombie dogs, it's all there. All the good.
All the hits. Laid the groundwork for a decade.
I liked, my favorite was Time Crisis as far as like the shooting.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, with the foot pedal.
The foot pedal, yeah.
Yeah, that was the duck
pedal. Puts you in the action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enter theater.
Yeah.
Exit theater.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
How much time have we blown through? Probably a little too much.
Yeah, let's,
You know what? I was going to tell a story about Australia, but I'll save that for next week. Let's just get into music.
Let's get into the mix here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, what's in store for us today?
Let's get right into
today.
The mix. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to play some records I bought in LA.
All right.
Did you get them from anywhere specifically, or...?
No. Like, a couple of the usual places, you know, like the... The only good thing downtown, Amoeba. Like
Amoeba.
The big Amoeba complex.
Yeah.
Amoeba Corporation. I don't know.
The Amoeba Corp?
Some place called Record Surplus. I don't know. I think that's a great name. It's like super generic.
Yeah, that is a cool
like
name.
Janitorial supplies or something.
like records are just like a random commodity people need to have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Which, yeah, that makes sense.
Records and, Inc.
Yeah. Thinking about Succulent Gardens.
Oh, and, yeah. They have their succulent game on lock in that part of the world.
It's so, like, in Vancouver, you buy succulents and you try so hard not to screw them up.
Yep.
And there it's just like, oh, highway divider? Just like the most beautiful succulent garden you've ever seen.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's just everywhere, yeah.
It's every street, every corner, everyone's house. Elise, the whole time we were there, she was like, seriously, when we get home, like, that's job one. It's succulent garden city in our place.
What?
And I was like, I know, I want one too, but, like, it's not the same here. They don't grow the same. It's just, they just, it's made for it there. It's, yeah, it's succulent world. Anyway.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giant eucalyptus trees, giant aloe shrubbery.
Yep.
Just, like, urban agave plants.
Yep.
Just blowing my mind.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have any super healthy juices while you were there?
Oh, yeah, we definitely... we had some $8 to $12 juices, yep. All the time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were on, like, a $35 a day juice budget.
Yeah, it's hard not to. It's sort of what you do.
Is the juice good?
Well, oh, it's amazing. Huh. But it's also juice.
Yeah, it's like, if you had a juicer, you know, you're good.
You can make the juice.
It's the only place in the world where you can go, or the only place I've encountered in the world, where you can go and be like, all right, you can order off menu. They have, like, you know, 10 different of their like juice concoctions. You can be like, 40% kale, 10% beet, 2% carrot, ginger, 3 supplements of your choosing, and assorted juices for the rest. And I want it in 5 seconds. And they're like, oh my god, right away. It's like, people are so mean to the service industry there. Like, it's crazy. And as a result, the level is, like, insanely high. Like, the amount of bullshit nitpickery that you're allowed to do that's culturally acceptable there is just like, I was like, oh, how is this happening? But the service staff were kind of like, they don't want to, like, I was like, hey, how's it going? They're like, whatever, man, what do you need, you know? And I was like, all right. But don't you think the driving causes the juicing? That's how it was for me. Like, you're in the car, it's hot as hell, you're at minute 28, you know, you're just like, 2 more minutes and I can get out of this car, I'm stuck to the seats. Is juice time. You know, like, it's the only thing. It's a little oasis.
Juice, like, kind of expensive sparkling water, just, like, anything to quench the thirst. Mm-hmm. Just constantly being parched. Just parched 24 hours a day.
I'm searching for an urban oasis.
Oh, wow.
All day long. From sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
And they're there. They're all there. They're happy to service that.
The juicing places are also, like, just, like, the coldest shops in the whole city. And it's just perfect. You just walk in and you're just like so cold and it tastes like, it smells like fresh fruit.
Yeah.
And some guy's handing me some green stuff. It's got activated like alkaline clay in it. It's like, perfect. This is great.
Amazing.
Take my $12.
Absolutely. $12 sounds reasonable to me. That's so good. Okay, seriously, for real now. You're listening to Radio Zero, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Call us up, 604-822-2487. We can answer any questions you might have about California juice and nothing else. RadioZero.ca, there's heavy updates. Tyler's done a shredding good job on the updates in the last little bit. Archives are live. And we're listening to Moodhead's very own. This is Liam Jr. Butler. Here you go. Catch you in a couple minutes.
me out. A haunted house I once was in. You remind me of a haunted house I once was in. Thank you.
hot till I'm burning. What a hot delight. Alright, and you may be Satan's sweetheart tonight. Well, alright.
Mutual attraction. I That magic from the sparkle in your eyes makes me realize I know that you're the only one for me. That magic from the sparkle in your eyes makes me realize I know. Like a flash of light, you came into my life just like a fire. You gave me love so strong, a feeling you was burning with desire. You got a power that amazes me. You shot a spark to my heart. Put a spell on my mind, baby, and it's magic. That magic from the sparkle in your eyes makes me realize I know that you're the only one for me. The true devotion from the feeling in your heart will never part. You know that I'm the only one you need. Oh, girl. You've got a magic touch, so good it don't seem real, like an illusion. I've got to hold on tight with all my might. Don't wanna lose. You've got a power that knocks me off my feet. A spell so strong, your love enhances me. The magic from the sparkle in your eyes makes me realize I know that you're the true devotion from the feeling in your heart means we'll never part. You know that I'm the only one you need. That magic from the sparkle in your eyes makes me realize I know that you're the only one for me. The true devotion from the feeling in your heart means we'll never part. You know that I'm the only one you need. Deep down inside.
Here we go. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
We are listening to Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wait, it's... I've put everything in... It's, yeah, 101.9 FM, Vancouver FM.
101 Vancouver .9
Canada.
British FM Canada.
We're in Canada. Columbia. Vancouver Canada.
Yeah, Vancouver Canada.
There you go.
And British Columbia.
Congratulations to all of us.
We did it.
We did it. We made it through another hour and a half of thrilling radio.
Yeah, so this has been Radio Zero on CITR. Liam Junior Butler has been our guest today.
Huge thanks.
Our guest selector.
Huge thanks. Very righteous vibes.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm back anytime. Thank you for visiting. This show will be up on the website either later today or on Monday. There's all of the past five shows are archived there now, finally. I've gotten over my depression of erasing the website 2 years ago and started archiving the shows again.
These things take time, man. Yeah. You just got to work through.
Just got to spend 2 years doing nothing.
Time heals all.
So, yeah, the last few weeks are up on the website, radiozero.ca, plus new mixtapes and stuff, so go check that out. And this will be up there later on as well. Emily Carr grad party tomorrow.
Jerome Lawl and One Man at the Fox.
At the Fox.
A whole bunch of who's playing the other one?
What other
is,
one?
Is Neubalance playing?
Oh, that's tonight.
That's tonight? No. I'm sorry. You're right. Neubalance is playing tonight at the Fox.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about tomorrow night, the after party for Emily Carr. There's a whole bunch of
Derek's playing. You have Neubalance, Derek. I don't know.
A whole bunch of people. It's the after party for the after party.
For Emily Carr, after party, after party.
So get excited.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll be back we'll be back next week. Thanks to Liam for coming in today.
Yeah.
And thanks to Cam for returning from Australia.
Hey.
All right.
What's up?
Stay tuned for Nardwuar. What's hit it, Liam?
What's coming up?
What's coming up next here?
This is a really cheesy song to play in LA, but I did it twice, two different parties.
Oh, nice.
Because I was stoked about it. And I think that if you're from LA and you're not into the song, you take yourself a little bit too seriously.
Oh, I think I know what this one is.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to Radio Zero.
On CITR Radio.
101.9.
Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia. See, all right, guys. Week. Have a great weekend.
Only one in the game, only saying saying cause I keep changing. KG and rap is one and the same, that's why I'm famous. NPC phonies, you ain't cause you rainless. My Range Rover sits on 22 inches. Girls need a pinch just to convince it's not a dream. This is what they say, it really is. Kenny G live in P. Arson, trying to work it. 9 to 5, I'd be doing service. You heard it straight from the source. Rap game, Circuit City. I be selling scoreboards. Sports, I'm MVP. How you going from the back seat? And when I roll by, I hear the scene freeze. It's like I'm near war speed. In the game, it's just Kenny G. Everybody else, just some NPCs. In the game, it's only Kenny G. Everybody else, just some NPCs. Yo, I be sitting around thinking, what they thinking? Just me in the game, and I'm hardly breaking a sweat. Just me in the game, babes. If you got some quests, know I'm your best bet. So if you got some quests, know I'm your best bet. Said if you got some quests, know I'm your best bet. If you got some quests, know I'm your best bet. Said if you got some quests, know I'm your best bet. Flow so money like Fallout 3. Shouts to my boy Q, titties all I see. Shouts out to White Rock, homie smoking tea. Shouts out sassy ladies up at UBC. No doubt, it's official, Kenny G. I'm thinking about running for presidency. And I never got a problem trying to get up. See, I live my dreams IRL, just way more vivid. Ain't kidding, I'm a grown ass man, I ain't kidding. Can't hold dissing, no cream filling. Rhyme so vicious, thought I was a villain. Well, I guess I am more joker, less citizen. They always looking for a synonym, trying to put me in a box of shit, but they can never describe this. They can never understand this G-force, namely how I rocked it. In the game, it's just Kenny G. Everybody else, just some NPCs. In the game, it's only Kenny G. Everybody else, just some NPCs. Yo, I been sitting around thinking, what they thinking? Just me in the game, and I'm hardly breaking a sweat. Just me in the game, babes. If you got some quests, know I'm your best bet.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, Kenny G from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada with Non-Playable Characters from Kenny G's song, In the Key of G. And thank you, Daniel Child from Nimbus Recordings, for giving me this recording of Kenny G. Daniel Child sent this to me, Nardwuar to Human Serviette, for the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. And Daniel Child from Nimbus Recordings says this, quote, about Kenny G from Vancouver. Part of Kenny G of Vancouver. And here we go, right here. Part is his G. Kenny G from Vancouver. Part in his part, I'm not sure if I'm reading this correctly, but no, and I'm not joking either. Part is his genius, is the uncompromising attitude of his first take rapping, where Kenny G spits his songs all the way through, no dubs or adjustments. A true artist and a very talented rapper. So thank you very much, Daniel Child from Nimbus Recordings, for giving me Nardwuar to Human Serviette, this brand new exclusive of Kenny G from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, recorded at Nimbus Recordings. And we heard right off the top there, Kenny G with Non-Playable Characters from Kenny G's songs in The Key of G. Today on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, interviews with Temples from Kettering, England, and as well an interview with from Miami, Florida, the rapper Gunplay. Temples and Gunplay today on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show. And to get you ready for Temples, here's Temples with their track, Sun Structures. And in an interview with Temples on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show.